Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 1280 EKG report on Bonnie Terrell on 4/14/26. Mrs. Terrell performed a 1280 EKG period. The patient is in normal sinus rhythm period. P waves are peaked, indicative of probable pulmonary hypertension. QRS complexes and T waves are normal. Period of paragraph impression, peaked P waves consistent with pulmonary hypertension. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badocki on 4/14/26. Mr. Matthews performed a 6-minute walk test. Period prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%. Period. The patient walked 477 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%. Period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Freddie Smith. This goes to the VA. On 4/14/26, Mr. Smith performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94%. Period. The patient achieved 344 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 90%. Period. Of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Conneary, Conneary. This goes to Dr. McNitt on 4/14/26. Mrs. Conneary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/23/25, there's been no significant change. Period. In a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic. With a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and William Starrick. This goes to Dr. Strickland on 4/14/26. Mr. Starrick performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/8/26, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jason Esther. I'm sorry, I think it's E. E-S-T-E-S, this goes to the VA on 4/14/26. Mr. Esther performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 99%. Period. Patient walked 415 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 93%. Period. In a paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. The patient's name, last name is Estes, E-S-T-E-S. Sorry for the correction. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Michelle Fleming. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley. On 4/14/26, Mrs. Fleming performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%. Period. The patient walked 466 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%. Period. In paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Thank you.